Lots of new snow and wind are making for a potentially dangerous situation in Utah's backcountry. With me now live on the KSL Newsline, National Forest Avalanche forecaster Evelyn Lees. Evelyn, I know from our time on Saturday mornings with the Outdoor Show talking to Craig that you take this kind of snow, especially the heavy stuff, and put winds on top of it. It's never good.
That's right. The combination of that heavy snow, the wind, and then also we had rain at the low and mid elevations. And all of that together has created a high avalanche danger on all the steep slopes at the upper elevations and at the mid elevations.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was actually skiing snowbird today, and it rained up there for a while. We climbed to 67 degrees, so any precipitation that was falling, even at elevation, ended up being just rain.
Right. Well, it was probably only rained to about 8,000 feet or near the base of Snowbird. The upper elevations in the mountains have received anywhere from a foot to a foot and a half of snow since yesterday evening. So that's a lot of snow. And then the winds have been so strong, you know, averaging 30, 40 miles an hour with gusts in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. So lots of blowing snow into sensitive drifts.
This is going to be unstable stuff for how long? Maybe the next 24 to 36 hours?
Well, it tapers off. Right now, today is probably the most unstable. We have issued an avalanche warning this morning that was for all the mountains of northern Utah, central Utah, and the western Uintas. And that goes through at least 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, even if the warning drops, I still expect there'll be areas of high avalanche danger. It'll take several days for the snowpack to stabilize.